I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a conversation with the author of a new biography of Joe Louis. But first, a conversation with the author of a book about Tom Brady, among other celebrated works. That would be Charlie Pierce. Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year, Bill. And Happy New Year to all of the Only a Game family, wherever they are.
The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, not to be confused with the Tostitos BCS National Championship game, occurs today, as do other bowl games sponsored by such football-embracing business entities as Vizio, Progressive, Capital One, and Outback. Can you narrow the field to a couple of corporate outings? I'm sorry, a couple of football games worthy of our attention?
Actually, I think Wisconsin and TCU in the Rose Bowl is by far the most interesting game of New Year's Day this year. Because, number one, TCU is from outside the BCS cartel and spoiling for a fight. And Wisconsin seems to have been really angry at people since about the beginning of November, scoring between 60 and 80 points a game on folks. So that's going to be an intriguing collision. The other one that I find rather sort of intriguing is the Gator Bowl between Michigan and Mississippi State, because I'm not entirely sure those two teams have ever played each other.
Five suspended Ohio State football players apologized this week for selling their championship rings and other memorabilia and for accepting discounts at a tattoo parlor. All five of them have promised to come back next season to serve their suspensions, and in return, they will be allowed to travel to the Sugar Bowl on January 4th. How long before the first of them declares his eligibility for the NFL draft?
I would be amazed if at least three of these guys didn't play in the Sugar Bowl and then say, how can they make me go back to Columbus?
Well, they'll withhold their salary.
No, you can't. Hey. I think what they should all do is play in the Sugar Bowl and then go outside the stadium and sell their game jerseys on the sidewalk and then declare for the NFL draft. That way we could knock this entire preposterous, hypocritical structure that's been built up around this thing down.
It's been another tough week for Brett Favre. He failed his concussion test, and he was fined $50,000 by the NFL for not cooperating with the investigation into whether the quarterback had sent inappropriate photos to a former Jets employee. Would he have been fined more if he had cooperated?
Either something really wrong happened here or it didn't. It seems to be that the NFL is now fining him for not incriminating himself further. And he was also, and this is really wonderful because it sounds like he's under the disciplinary committees of the House of Commons. He says he's had, quote, a rebuke for not being candid. Namely, he lied to the investigators. Something very weird is going on here.
This week, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said, quote, we're becoming a nation of wussies. So was this because he feels Americans expect too much in terms of unemployment insurance, welfare, perhaps health care?
No, it was because they canceled the Sunday night game between the Eagles and Vikings that was supposed to be played the night of the blizzard that hit Philadelphia. What Ed doesn't seem to understand, and Ed, by the way, has a long, proud history as a jackass Philadelphia sports fan, long before he became governor of Pennsylvania or mayor of Philadelphia. What he doesn't seem to understand is that people would be leaving the game in 12 inches snow. These people have to get home. They don't come to the stadium and pitch a tent.
On Thursday night, the UConn women's basketball team's winning streak was broken at 90 games. Stanford finally came out on top 71-59. Did UConn coach Gino Auriemma have the right attitude at the press conference after his team's first loss in 2.5 seasons?
Yeah, I actually liked it. He said the losing stuff was getting really old. It's wonderful proof that there are certain rules about basketball that pertain to Biddy League basketball, all the way up to the NBA, all the way to women's basketball, men's basketball, it doesn't matter. When your best player stinks and the other team's best player has the game of her career, the team with the best player who had the game of their career is always going to win. Maya Moore had an awful night, and Jeanette Pullen from Stanford got 31 points and hit every big shot. And it was really a very entertaining last 10 or 15 minutes, which I have to confess is all I watched.
On Tuesday night, Duke's men's basketball team slipped by North Carolina Greensboro 108-62. This wouldn't bear mention, except that the win allowed Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski to assume second place on the list of winningest Division I head coaches. You care to enter the pool with a guess about when he will overtake Bob Knight?
Well, he's only 22 games behind him now, and I don't see Duke losing more than one or two games this season. So it's entirely possible he would do it, if not right before the NCAA tournament and sometime during it. This, of course, was also significant because he passed Dean Smith as longtime rival, the former coach of the University of North Carolina.
The NHL's Winter Classic game, originally scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon in Pittsburgh, has been rescheduled to 8 o'clock at night because of a forecast that calls for 80 to 100% chance of afternoon rain. So if hockey in the snow is nostalgic and fun, what is hockey in the rain?
Messy,
wet,
sloppy, useless. Why don't they just have the Winter Classic in Tampa some year out in the parking lot?
Oh, there's a plan.
Calgary plays a game outside every year anyway. Why can't that be the NHL's Winter Classic? Why can't every team have to go to Calgary and play it every year? It's a wonderful thing, by the way. I think it's a tremendous thing for the league. It's a huge television thing for them. It's an honor for the teams to play in it. But there are certain places where you can't play outdoors in January.
Ottawa Senator Ryan Shannon gave his wife a late Christmas present on Wednesday night. Charlie, he gave her a hockey puck. Right in her lap. I hope she wasn't hoping for a necklace or a toaster oven or something.
Oh, God. I mean, he took a shot, hit the crossbar, went up over the netting and landed in his wife's lap. And he said, jokingly, I think, that he was aiming at the Toronto Maple Leafs fan who was sitting next to her. I mean, what do you say to that except what are the odds?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Do it again.
Yeah, do it. I dare you to do it again. Except I don't think his wife will go along with that.
In this world wherein it is often impossible to distinguish between sports and entertainment, which is more significant, that Jimmy Johnson has won his fourth consecutive Driver of the Year award, or that for the eighth year in a row, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been voted NASCAR's most popular driver?
An interesting question. If you are a driver in NASCAR, I suspect Driver of the Year is a bigger deal. And it's not fair to Dale Earnhardt Jr. to say this, but if his name was Bob Earnhardt or Frank Earnhardt or Herschel Earnhardt, I don't think he would win this thing 8 years. I do think part of it is the continuing nostalgia for his late father.
This week, the Mets and the Dodgers engaged in an off-season trade, Charlie. And the Mets got who?
Chinlung Hu. Who?
Who's on first?
Chinlung Hu actually plays shortstop.
Oh.
We're going to have to change the whole routine around. I don't know who's going to have to be on first.
And finally, Charlie, a story that illustrates that all those youth league coaches who tell their players to pay attention during the game, even when they're on the bench, know what they're talking about. As Exhibit A, I give you Tennessee Titans defensive end and concussion victim William Hayes.
Yeah, Kerry Collins overthrew a receiver. The ball went out of bounds and hit William Hayes right in his noggin and knocked him out. All I can say is maybe Kerry Collins was aiming for his wife in the stands.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books, the Tom Brady one that I mentioned before, and he joins me every week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.